Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
The government-appointed group reviewing the Offences Against the State Act and the Special Criminal Court has delivered its report, and the members agree on recommending the abolition of the Offences Against the State Act. But they don't agree about the retention or abolition of the court. And in a moment, I'll be speaking to Pat Daly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice. But first, Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, has been looking at the detail and is on the line. So, Conor, will you tell us in broad terms what's proposed by this review group?
So I suppose the headline, Claire, is that the review group, or the majority of the review group, are proposing that the Offences Against the State Act be abolished. Those acts date back to 1939, were introduced to deal with the IRA ahead of World War II, and have since been updated many times to deal with subversive threats, and more recently to deal with organised criminal threats. And obviously the most famous or controversial aspect of those acts is the Special Criminal Court, the non-jury Special Criminal Court, which has been in operation since the early 70s in its current form. Now, crucially, while the review group recommend the replacement or the abolition and replacement of the Offences Against the State Acts, they do recommend that the Special Criminal Court be retained, albeit with several significant reforms.
So tell us about those significant reforms.
So in many ways, even though they're recommending the abolition of the Offences Against the State Act, they actually want to put the Special Criminal Court on a stronger footing. For one thing, they want to take it out of the realm of emergency legislation, which it is now, which basically means that the Dáil have to vote every year on whether to renew this quote-unquote emergency legislation. You know, and as we've seen in past years, that sometimes leads to controversy, sometimes it goes right down to the wire. This would put the Special Criminal Court on a statutory permanent footing where it would just sit in law and would kind of take it out of the realm of politics. They also want to get rid of this idea of scheduled offences. So under law, under the Offences Against the State Act, scheduled offences are certain offences such as membership of the IRA, which automatically go to the Special Criminal Court. Mm-hmm. That would be replaced under their recommendations with the DPP looking at every case under a case-by-case basis and deciding which cases would involve maybe a risk of jury tampering or jury intimidation and should therefore go to the Special Criminal Court. So in theory, any crime, any serious crime, could be referred to the non-jury court.
The Special Criminal Court, though, would retain, if these recommendations were to be accepted, some of its controversial practices, like this belief evidence, Conor, from senior Gardaí in trials involving membership of an illegal organisation, and also allowing an accused's silence in an interview to be used against them. So those things would be retained, is that right?
Under their recommendations, yes, that's correct. And these are some of the lesser known but very controversial aspects of the court, which grants prosecutors significant powers that the ordinary courts don't have. And that is, as you say, in cases concerning membership of an illegal organisation, a chief superintendent can give belief evidence, what's called belief evidence, and that's basically what it sounds like. They can say, I believe, based on usually confidential information that I'm not going to disclose, that this person is a member of the IRA or any other illegal organisation. That would be retained, but it would be formalised to say that it cannot form the sole basis of a conviction. There has to be other evidence.
Now, I mentioned, Conor, at the beginning that there's the majority report, which we have been discussing, but also this minority report. And two members of this group want the Special Criminal Court gone.
That's right. Two academic members, one from NUIG, one from University of Birmingham, have said that the justification for the court no longer exists. So, you know, the threat from paramilitaries has reduced to an extent that this emergency non-jury court is no longer required. However, they do say they can see in very specific circumstances in individual trials where you might want to have a bespoke non-jury court, but, you know, that would be very, very rare. And they also recommend several other reforms. They're quite a strongly worded minority report. They, you know, they basically say you're either for jury courts or you're not, you know, and we can't ride two horses at the same time. They were quite critical of the current oversight regime of the Special Criminal Court, that it's the DPP who decides what cases go there, and if the data and statistics around what cases go to the court, and the lack of data, more to the point of cases of jury intimidation or jury tampering, that data, if there is a problem there, the data simply doesn't exist to support it.
So let's talk about what happens now, because the Minister for Justice on Morning Ireland said that the report needs to be assessed by all of the relevant bodies, the Gardaí, the DPP, the courts, and then she'll come back with recommendations. But in the meantime, the government will, the TDs, the Dáil will be asked to vote again on the special criminal court. So when do you think these recommendations might come into play, and will they be acted on by the government?
So to take the first part there, we've no idea when they might start to look at these recommendations. We're at that time of year again where the deadline is looming to renew the Offences Against the State Act. They have to renew before June 30th or it will lapse. So that vote is going to take place probably next week. Government should win it because Sinn Féin are again expected to abstain, although your next caller might have something to say about that. So when will it be... will the government listen to the recommendations? That's another open question. We had another review group in 2002 headed by the late Mr. Justice Anthony Hederman, which also recommended the abolition of the Offences Against the State Act and other significant reforms, and that has sat on the shelf largely and not been implemented. So while the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has said they will pay due attention to the report, there's no guarantee that it will be implemented.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor Gallagher. And as I said, Pat Daly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice, is in our Dáil studio now listening to all of that. So there will be a vote next week, as there is every year, Pat, on the special criminal court. What are you going to do in Sinn Féin?
Yeah, well, I suppose, first of all, I want to compliment the Independent Review Group under Michael Peart. He assembled a team that was very highly regarded, and the report is thorough. It's comprehensive, and it seems on a first read to have prepared, they seem to have prepared an excellent report, not only going through the reform, repeal of the Offences Against the State Act, abolishing the scheduled offences, as Conor said, separate legislation for a non-jury court, but also suggested amendments taking into account industrial relations and prioritising data, which Conor referred to. There's a massive lack of data compared to other jurisdictions, not only in this side of the law, but in relation to domestic violence, sexual offences. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important, and it's great that they came out and they said that communities want to feel safe, Claire.
Yeah. So what are you going to do when you're asked to vote on the Special Criminal Court and the Offences Against the State Act next week?
Well, as Minister Helen McEntee said this morning, there's going to be consultation, information and consideration over the next while. We, in the meantime, between now and next week, we're going to seek support from across the Dáil, opposition and government, for a very reasonable amendment which would show the Dáil's support for the work of the expert review panel. We were the only party to ask or to make a submission to this review panel. Fine Gael didn't, no other party didn't, and I think they should answer as to why they didn't. And we asked for the report to be made. We sought the report, we obtained it, and it's an excellent report, and all support should be given to it.
Can you answer the question? What are you going to do next week?
So we need to see legislation, right? To implement this report's recommendation. We're going to engage with the others, and we would like to have a scenario where we can all support an agreed position in the wake of the work carried out by the review panel.
What are you going to do next week when you're asked to vote on the Special Criminal Court?
Well, we hope that we will be able to have a reasonable amendment in, and we'll see what the government... I think it'll be very difficult for the government to oppose any proposed amendment that we will have, which will take account of the new realities that are in, because this isn't
the black... What's the amendment is going to be what? That we support the work of the review group?
And calling for immediate or implementation of the review group as soon as possible, so that it isn't left lying on a shelf, as Conor said, for 20 years,
so
like the Hederman report.
That's separate, though, to what you're going to do when it comes to the vote on the Special Criminal Court. So what are you going to do?
Well, we hope that the government will listen to what we have to say, the opposition parties as well, who have other considerations in relation to this. We want to work with them in dealing with...
But, Pat, that's not going to result in the deferring of the vote on the Special Criminal Court. So what are you going to do?
Well, the report is going to have to be voted on next week, and the legislation is... the government, they want to renew it, but it's not a black and white scenario. I was listening to Minister McEntee on the radio this morning. The government, I think, would like to have it as a black and white issue, but it's not clear.
Let me ask you another way. Is Sinn Féin going to abstain when it comes to a vote on the Special Criminal Court next week?
Well, we hope that it won't come to that, Claire, because we hope that the government will listen to what we have to say and support our reasonable amendment.
Why would it not come to that?
Well, because
in what scenario would there not be a vote on the Special Criminal Court, as there has been every year since the 1970s?
Oh, no, well, there will be a vote on it.
So what are you going to do?
But if you look at the review panel's report, there are a lot of details in this Offences Against the State Act, for example, that need to be repealed, an awful lot of it that need to be amended, and some parts that need to be retained. And we support the retention of some of the articles. There will be no doubt about that.
You're going to abstain on the vote. Isn't that what you're going to do?
Well, that's what we have done since we called.
Why can't you just say that?
Well, in the run-up to the election over 3 years ago, we asked for this review panel. We said that we were going to abstain pending the report or the result of the review panel. We are very happy with the analysis and the review that has come forward from the review panel. Obviously, over the last
three... So the government has done their bit of the deal. They've carried out the review. You have the review now, but you're still going to abstain.
Well, I wouldn't agree with you that the government have done their part of the deal. They set it up as we had asked them to do. We sought the review. The government haven't done much, in fairness. They have not. And if you look at what they have done in relation to...
they're not going to implement the reforms recommended in the report by next week. So you're going to be in the same position as you were last year and in every other year. So the likelihood is that you're going to abstain next week from the vote.
And in the last few years, we have abstained. That's on public record.
And you're going to do it again.
Well, we hope that we'll be able to maybe move beyond that by working.
I don't know how. What are you going to do? Vote in favour?
Well, no. But when you see what we propose next week, we hope that we can build consensus on this in order to tackle the scourge.
So you want everyone to abstain?
Of 21st century, no. In relation to tackling the problems of 21st century crime, global networks, and also the lack of resources in an Garda Síochána, where I spoke to a member of a Dublin Garda station last week who said that there was 23 people on his unit prior to COVID and there are only 12 on it now.
Okay,
so all of that has to be taken into consideration.
We're just moving further and further away from what you're going to do next week. And it's really important that people know, because we are coming up to election time, local and Europeans, and then a general down the line, that people know your stance on the Special Criminal Court. What are you saying to them?
Well, they know our stance because they know that we have abstained over the last number of years.
But they don't know what you're going to do next week.
Well, that's because we haven't made a decision on that yet, because we have to try and talk to all the other parties and try and build a consensus on it rather than political point scoring.
What consensus do you want? What do you want them to say?
Well, we want the government to listen to what we have to say on it. We want to talk to all the other parties also, and for the government to agree that they are going to bring forward legislation as soon as possible, rather than what I would say quite a watery response from the government, where they have been saying that we need to have more consultation, more analysis.
Okay.
There are quite solid recommendations there and quite specific details in relation to reform and repeal of certain sections of the Offences Against the State Act, and that should be implemented as soon as possible.
Between now and then, if you get a solid commitment from the government that they're going to implement the recommendations in this report, will you vote to support the Special Criminal Court?
Well, I'll put it to you this way, Claire. If the government decide that they will not work with us on this, if they refuse to deal with us and agree to any amendment, then we'll probably be forced to deal with it in the same way as we have dealt with it in the last number of years, where we brought it to the table that we needed a report and we have now obtained the report.
But the Minister said this morning that the recommendations in this report will be given detailed consideration. Does that not go far enough?
No, it doesn't. Because
so until legislation is in place addressing these reforms, Sinn Féin will continue to abstain when it comes to the Special Criminal Court vote every year.
Well, I thought that there wasn't enough urgency in dealing with 21st century crime in what the Minister said this morning.
You asked for the report.
Yes.
You got the report. Now you're saying, no, That's fine. We're not going to do anything, though, and change our stance until the recommendations of the report are set down in legislation.
Yes, Claire, but huge issues remain about when this report is going to be implemented. It would be wrong of us to sit back and allow the government to deal with it in the same way as they dealt with Mr. Justice Hederman's report. Leave it on a shelf for 20 years.
But, you'll understand, and I'm sure you'll accept, that if somebody says, I will do something if you get that report, that review group out and done, and they do that, and then you turn around and say, no, sorry, actually, what I meant was that until the reforms suggested in that report are in legislation, I'm not going to change my position.
Well, no, you're twisting it there, Claire. What we have is a report with quite firm recommendations. We support the report. And that's completely different to saying that we agree to the renewal of legislation, which the report have said should be repealed. So we need to get some focus on the government's urgency in dealing with it. We don't believe, for example, that they have dealt with it, with the crisis in retention and morale on Garda Síochána with a huge amount of urgency. So we need to put them to the pin of their collar and make sure that they address the valid and excellent report and proposals in it by having a time frame for implementing the report.
Pa Daly, Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice and TD for Kerry, thank you for joining us today from our Dáil studio. Now, last Wednesday on the programme, we did a tribute to the late singer Christy Dignam, and it reflected on his life and career. And during the course of that, Dave Fanning, who, as you'll know, interviewed Christy many times, made remarks for which he has apologised. And Dave has acknowledged that his attempt to reflect a past era totally missed the mark, they were his words, and that his comments were ill-timed and in poor taste. Now, we're satisfied there was no intention to be hurtful, and those comments made by Dave were regarded, though, as hurtful and offensive by some, and this programme also apologises for that, and we're happy to do so today. Now, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.